Today's daf is Brachas daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We will begin at the top of the Amud. Amar leKeser leRabbi Yeshua. We have in our Gemara Barab Chanina on the side. It says Barab Chaninya. The Keser was the emperor of Rome. He said to Rabbi Yeshua, Amritu, you Jews say about yourselves, the chakmisu tuva, that you're very smart. If you're so smart, Emily, tell me, my chazina b'chalmoy, what will I see tonight in my dream? Omar lay, so Yeshua answered, chazis, you will see the meshachri loch parsoi, that the Persians, who are your enemies, will press you into the service of the king. They'll force you to serve their king, v'garbibach, and they will grab you, v'raibach shikseh, and they will cause you to pasture unclean animals, referring to chazerim, to pigs, v'chutra d'dava, with a staff of gold. Hirer kula yoima, he thought about this the whole day, ul'urta, and at night, chazah, he saw exactly this dream. And this is the type of dream which is not a nevuah, but it is the second type of dream that we have mentioned, where a person thinks about something all day and then he dreams about it at night. Amar lei Shvor Malka l'Shmuel. The Gemara relates another similar story where Shvor Malka, who was Persian king, King Shapur, he said to Shmuel, Amrita, you Jews say, d'chakmisa tuva, that you're very smart. Emily, tell me, my chazina b'chamoy, what will I see in my dream tonight? Amar lei, so Shmuel answered, chazis, you will see the Osiromoi, that the Romans will come, who are your enemies, v'shavuloch, and they will capture you, v'tachni boch, and they will force you to grind kashiyosa, which are date pits, v'rechaya d'dava, with a golden mill. Here are kula yoima. He thought about this a whole day, ul'urta, and at night, chaza, he saw exactly this dream. Now the Gemara tells us a story of a famous interpreter of dreams whose name was Barhegia. Barhegia Mefasher Chalmihava, he was an interpreter of dreams. And he had a rule. Monday, Yovle Igru, whoever would pay him Mefasher Lelamayusa, he would interpret the dream in a positive way. Mandalo Yovle Igru, and whoever would not pay him for his services, Mefasher Lelagreyusa, he would take the exact dream and interpret it in a negative way. As the Gemara relates later, and as we have already had before, that Kol HaChalom is Holchan Achra Peh, all dreams go according to the interpretation of the interpreter, and this would be Barhegia's system of either interpreting it in a positive way or in a negative way. The Gemara relates that Abai v'Rava Chazacham, Abai v'Rava both saw the exact same dream. Abai Yovle Zuz, Abai would pay Barhegia to interpret the dream. V'Rava lo Yovle, and Rava did not pay Barhegia. And there were the results, one positive and one negative, as we will see in the Gemara. Amrulei, they said to him, Akrinan, they read to us, Bechalman, in our dream, Shorcha Tavuchle Necha, your ox will be slaughtered in front of you. And the Pasuk continues, but you will not, inform, the Pasuk says, you will not eat from this slaughtered ox. L'rava amrulei psit iska. So the libach, who Ravi interpreted, meaning that your business will not do well. You will lose all your business, and you will be so sad, so depressed that you will not want to eat. La Abaya, however, Abaya, who had paid him, he interpreted the same dream in a positive way. Amalei marvich iskach, that you will have a very prosperous business. You will be so full of joy and such a state of ecstasy that you will not have an appetite to eat because of your great simcha. Amrulei, they said to him at another occasion, Akrinan, they read to us in a dream, Bonim ubonois toilid, that you will have sons and daughters, but the pasuk continues there in the Toichacha, that these children will not be yours because they will go into captivity. So to Rava, who did not pay him, Amrulei, he said, Kivishuse, he said, as the simple negative meaning of this pasuk in Dvarim. Labai, who paid him, Amrulei, Bincho ben Isecha, your sons and your daughters, Nefishi, will be many. Uminsevin bintuch la'alma, and your daughters will marry to other people, to strangers from the world, umedamyin ba'apach, and you will consider it kidako aslam b'shavya, as if they have gone into captivity. Then they said to him, Akrian, they read to us in a dream, your sons and your daughters will be given over to another nation. Labaya, who paid him, Omarle, Bincha b'noisech and the Fishin, that you will have many sons and daughters. At Amrit l'kribach, you will say that you want your children to marry your relatives. Vehi and your wife will say, Omra l'kribach to her relatives. Ve'ich b'loch, and she will force you or convince you to listen to her, the Yavis on the Krevo, and you will give over your children to her relatives, the Havikam Acher, that it will be considered as if you're giving your children to her relatives, which is comparable to another nation. L'Rava, Amarle, Divusa Shchiva, he told Rava, who did not pay him for the dream, the same negative interpretation, Devisa Shiva, that your wife will die, and her sons and daughters will go Lidei Itzachriti to another woman. Da Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yirmi Barava, Amar Rav, Maidus of that which it says in the Pasuk, Banech Benesech Lestum Lamacher, who is this referring to? Zu Eshazav. This is the stepmother, the husband's wife, that the children will be given over to the domination of the husband's wife. That's like a Am Acher, another nation. Akrin Rinan Bechaman, they read to us in a dream. Abai Varav are continuing with another dream. Leich Echol B'Simcha Lachmecha, go and eat with joy your bread, which seems to be positive. So La Abaya, who paid him, he interpreted it in a positive way. Armele Marvach Iskecha, your business will prosper. Vachal Tov Shasisa, and you'll eat and drink. Karisa Psuka, and you will read this pasuk. Mechad Delibach, you'll be so full of joy that you will read the pasuk. Leich Echol B'Simcha Lachmecha. Le Rava, who did not pay, Omar Le, Psid Iskecha, your business will be lost. Tavachta, you will slaughter your animals to eat them. You will not eat and drink. Vikarisa Psuka, the Bach puts in the word Psuka, you will read this pasuk. Levachuche Pachtecha, in order to alleviate to mitigate your anxiety, that's why you'll try to cheer yourself up by reading the pasuk Leich Echol B'Simcha Lachmecha. Akrin, and they read to us in a dream Zera Rav Taitzer Sada, that a lot of seed you will bring out into the field. However, the pasuk continues in the Teichecha, you will harvest a little because the arbo, the locust, will devour it up. To Abaye, he only interpreted the beginning of the pasuk, which is positive. Zera Rav Taitzer Sada, that you'll have a lot of seed to plant. But L'Rava, to Rav, he said from the end of the pasuk that there will be very little harvested because the locust will eat it up. Akrin, and they read to us in a dream, Zesim Yulucha B'chol Gvalecha, you will have olive trees throughout your boundaries. And then the pasuk continues, but you will not be able to anoint with the oil because the olives will drop down and will spoil. Labaya Amalemiratia, to Abaya, who paid him, he interpreted from the beginning of the pasuk that you will have many olive trees. La Rav Amalemisefa, to Rav, he interpreted from the end of the pasuk. Akrinen, at another dream, they said they read to us the pasuk Vero Kolami Oritz, that all the nations of the world will see you, and the pasuk concludes that they will see Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'Yar Mimcha, that Hashem's name is upon you, and they will have fear from you. La Abaye Amar Leih, to Abaye interpreted Nafik Lach Shma Dereish Masif Tahavis, a Mascha Nafla B'Alma, that your name will go out, that you will become the head of the academy, you'll become the Rosh Hashiva, and your awe that people will have in respect for you will fall to the whole world. La Rava Amarle, the Dina de Malka Itbar, the treasury of the kings will be broken into, Umitvista Beganvoy, and they will suspect that you're the Ganvath, that you stole the jewels of the king, and they will grab you as a Ganav, Vidaine Kula Alma Kalvachamer Minach, and the whole world will learn from you a Kalvachamer. If this could happen to you, it could certainly happen to someone else. As the Bach puts in, that further in the Gemara says, Lamacher the next day, Itber Bedina, the treasury was broken into, the Malka of the king, Va'asu, and here says the Bach, Vitafsu Leila Rava, Dachu kuli alma va'amri. Everyone was frightened, and they said, "Rava itvas. If Rava was suspected and taken as a ganev, so what's going to happen to us? Rava itvas anan likolshrei. So certainly that is going to happen to us." Continues the Gemara. Amri lei, they said to him, Chazan, we saw chasa al pnei dani. We saw lettuce that was resting on the mouth of a keg. Le abaya amalei. To Abaya, he interpreted, if iskach kechas, your business shall double over like lettuce. Just like lettuce has folds in it, and one leaf is folded on top of the other, so will be your business. It will multiply, double over. Le Rava, who did not pay him, Varhegia, interpreted it in a negative way. And he said, mor iskach kechas, that your business will be bitter like lettuce. Even though lettuce at the beginning, it is not bitter, but if it stays in the ground long enough, it turns bitter. So too your business, which may now be sweet, but eventually it's going to be sour, you're going to lose all your money. Amrulay, they said to him, Chazon, we saw Bisral Pul Dani, we saw that there was meat on top of a keg. Labai Amrulay Basim Chamrach. Tabaya, he interpreted that your business, your meat, your wine will have a good smell. And the whole world will come to buy meat and wine from you. You'll prosper in your business. La Rav Amalei, but to Rav, he interpreted negatively. Takif Chamrach, that your wine will sour. It'll become vinegar, and everybody will come to buy meat in order to eat it with the vinegar, to dip the meat into the vinegar. Your business will go down. They said to him, Chazan, we saw chavita de tolei bedikla. We saw that there was a barrel was hanging on a palm tree. Labai omrulei medali iskaf kedikla. Your merchandise will grow high like a palm tree. La Rav Amalei, to Rav, he said, Chole iska ketamre, that your merchandise will be sweet like the dates. Why will it be sweet like the dates? Because you're going to sell it for very cheap. So the bottom line is that you are not going to do well on your business, because everybody's going to come to buy your schora because it is very cheap and you're going to lose money. Amrulay, they said to him at another time, Chazon, we saw rumna de katche apum danai. We saw a pomegranate that was sprouting from the mouth of a keg. La baya to Abaye Amalei, he interpreted, Osik iskach kirumna, that your merchandise will be expensive like a pomegranate. In other words, you'll sell your produce at a great profit. La Rav Amalei to Rav, he said, Kave iskach kirumna, that your business will become tart like a pomegranate. And as your wine will be bitter, and therefore everyone will despise buying your wine from you. Amrulay, they said to him, Chazan chavita de naflabir, we saw that a barrel fell into the pit. Labai Amrulay mitboy iskach, your business, your merchandise will be desired by people. Kid Amar, as there's an expression, nafal pita bebira veloy ishtakach, that bread fell into a well and it was not easily able to be found. They could not find it. So the same thing, your merchandise will be in great demand, and it'll be difficult for you to meet the demands of your customers, that there will be so many customers who want your merchandise. Lo Rava Amalei, he said, Psid iskacha, your business will fail. Vishadjile labira, and it will be thrown into a pit. Amrulay, they said to him, Chazino, we saw Bar Chamra, a young donkey, the Koya Yistan Vinoyar, that he was standing near our heads and he was braying. Labai Amrulay Malkahavis, you're going to be king, and as you're going to become the head of the Masifta, the Rosh Hashiva, the Koy Amoyer Eloch, and there will be someone, as the custom was in those days, there would be a Rosh Hashiva saying a shir, and then he would whisper it to another Rav, and that Rav would say it loud to the assembled, and he was called an Amoira. Le Rava Amrulay, to Rav he interpreted, Peter Chamor, that the words Peter Chamor, Goit Mitfiloch, that's the reference of the donkey that you saw, that will be missing from your tefillin. Amrulay, so Rav said to Bar Hedja, he said, Chazi Lididi Chazili V'isya. I saw my tefillin, I checked my tefillin, and I saw the words Peter Chamor were there. How could you tell me they would not be there? Amar Lei. So Rehejah answered, Vav de Petach Hamor Vadi Goy. The Vav of Petach Hamor was certainly erased. As Mitfilah, from Mitfilah, as Rashi explains, that Petach Hamor is written Chaser without a Vav in the Tefillin, and in Rav's Tefillin, originally the Sefer had written it with a Vav, and then he erased it and did it properly as a Chaser without a Vav, but the mark of erasure was still able to be seen. L'Sof Ozel Rav L'Chudei L'Gabei. At the end, Rav, after getting all these negative interpretations of his dreams, Rav decided, I'm going to go myself to Bar Hedja. Maybe I'll do better if I go myself, I get a better interpretation. Omar Lei, he said to Bar Hedja, Chazoi Dasha B'raisot Enofel, I saw that the outside door of my house, that it had fallen away. Omar Lei, so he interpreted Bar Hedja, Ishticha Shechva, your wife will die, and just like a door is a shmira, says Rashi, for a house, the woman is also a shmira for a house, and possibly, although I have not seen this in the Mefarshim, possibly this was his second wife, because the Gemara Bar Hedja before had said that his wife will die and his children would go to a stepmother. So perhaps here the stepmother was dying. Amar Lei, Chazia, then Rava said another dream. I saw that Kochi Vishani Denasar, I saw that my molars and my front teeth had fallen out. Amar Lei, Bar Hedja interpreted, again negative, again Rav is not paying money. Binchob Noisecha, your sons and your daughters, Shichvin, they're going to die. Amar Lei, Chazoi, Tarti, Yoini, Deparchon, I saw two doves that are flying away. Amar Lei, Train, Nashim, Garashta, you're going to divorce two women. As Rashi says, that Ishta Shalom Kruya Yoina, a person's wife is called a dove, a Yona, Dechsiv, it says in Sherashim, Yoinasi, Tamasi. So this, meaning of your dream that two doves will fly away is that you will divorce two women, two wives. On my lay, Rava continued and said, Chazoi, I saw Trey Gargilidi Delifta. I saw two heads of turnips. On my lay, you know what this means? Train Kulthibalats, you have swallowed, you have received two blows with clubs. You're going to get hit twice. Ozul Rava, who Yama Rava went that day, Vyasabe Midrasha. He sat in the base of Medrash all day, perhaps thinking the safest place not to get hit by anybody is the base of Medrash. Ashkech, what happened in the base of Medrash was that Hanu Trey Sagin Nahari, there were two people who were blind, Davi Kamansi Baridari, they were fighting with each other, apparently maybe even fist fighting. Azul Rava Leperkinu, Rava went to separate them in their fight. Umechu Rava Trey, they gave Rava two whacks. Dolu lemechuyachriti, they were ready to give him a third whack. Amar Rava said, "Mistoy, enough. Train Chazoi. I only saw that two turnip heads, which Bar Hedja interpreted as two blows. I didn't see three. Don't hit me more." Lesoif, at the end, also Rava Yovel Yigur. Rava said, "I better do a different strategy." And maybe he found out that Abaya had given money, and maybe it pays to give money. So Rava started to give money also. Amalei, and then his fortune turned. Amalei, he said to Bar Hedja, "Chazoi, I saw Ashisa Din Nafal. I saw," which is explained to mean that the yisod of the wall of my house has fallen down. Amar Lei, so Bar Hedja interpreted it in a positive way. Nechasim b'li mitzarim k'nis, you bought merchandise, properties, without limitation. And I was like, the wall is going to fall down, meaning that your profits are going to be endless. Amar Lei, Chazoi, apadno d'abayit enofel, I saw the mansion of Abayit that's going to fall down, v'chashin afke, and the dust of the mansion covered me. Amar Lei, he said, you know what this means? Abai Shachav Abai is going to die. Umisifte Asgat Legabach, and the yeshiva is going to come to you. You're going to become the Rosh Yeshiva. Amar Lei, Rava continued. Chazoi Apadna Didi, I saw my mansion, the Nafal that fell down. The Yosikul Yalman, everybody was coming. Shokol Levinta Levinta, and taking one brick at a time. Amar Lei, so he paid for this, and Bar Hedja gave him a positive interpretation. Shmaitzach Mivadrim Balma, your teachings are going to spread out to the whole world, and each person will take one brick, meaning that everyone will learn halachas from you brick by brick. Amar Lei Rava continued, I saw Chazoi Da'afka Reishi V'Nasar Moikri, that my head split open and my brains fell out. and this would seem to be a very negative dream. Amar lei, but since he had paid for it, Bar Hedja interpreted it in not a negative manner. Udra mi beis sadyanafik. All that happened is that the feathers of your pillow came out of the pillow. Your pillow split, the feathers fell out. Amar lei akrian halola mitzrabach. I saw that they were reading the Mitzri Hallel, which refers to our Hallel, the regular Hallel, and the reason it's called Hallel Mitzra is because Pesach is the only time during the year where we read this Hallel at night. So even though we read it on all Yom Tovim, but it's given the special name of Hallel Mitzra for that reason, because it's read on Pesach at the Chag, when we go out of Mitzrayim, it's read even at night. Amar lei, what does it mean that you read the Hal Mitzri? Amar lei, Nisa Mitzrayim, Nisim will happen to you as it happened in Mitzrayim. Havakazel Bahadje Ba'arbe. So Barhedja was going together with Rav in a boat. Omar, so Barhedja said to himself, Bahadi Gavra, the Mitzrayim Shalim Nisa Lamali. Why should I go with someone who miracles happened to him? Because maybe there'll be a storm at sea, and it'll take a miracle to be saved from the storm. So he'll be zeichet to that miracle, and I won't. I better get off the ship now. Bahadi the Kasolik, as he was disembarking from the ship, Nafal Sifra Minei, a book fell down from Barhedja. In other words, they docked the ship to let him out, and as he was getting off the boat, a book fell down. Ashkeche Rava found the book. The Chazad Avikasaban, as he opened it up, he saw that was written in it, Kol Achaloyim is Hochan Acharped, that all dreams go after the interpretation of the interpreter of his mouth. Amar, when apparently Rava didn't know this before, so when Rava discovered this, he said to Barhedja, Rasha, you evil person, with Yidach Kaima, this was all the interpretations were up to you. And Vitzartan Kuli Hai, and you gave me so much trouble. You interpreted all of my dreams before I paid you negatively. Kula Mechelach, I marchel you everything that you did to me through these dream interpretations. Bar mi barted the Rav Chisda, except for my wife, the daughter of Chisda, that you, because of your interpretation of the dream, she died. Yehei Rav, it should be the will of Hashem, the Limsar, who governed it. This person should be given over. Lidei the Malchusa. You should be given over into a kingdom that they do not have mercy on this person. Omar, so now Barhedja said, my Avid, what am I going to do now? Gemiri, we have a rule, the curse of a wise man, it comes even for no reason at all, it is fulfilled by Hashem. The Koshchein Rava, and certainly in the case of Rava, this curse that he just gave me, the Bedina Kalite, he was right when he cursed me because I interpreted all his dreams negatively, and in other words, I had it coming to me. And it would have come to me even Bechinim. So certainly now that I deserve it, what am I going to do? Omar Akim Igli, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go into Golis. I'll go into exile. To Omar Mar, because the master has learned Golis Mechaperis Oven, that the exile forgives sin. Come, Golil Lebei Rumoi. So he got up and he exiled himself to the Romans. Ozo Yosva Pischa Deresh Turzina. He went up and he sat at the gate of the head of the treasury, the Malk of the king. Reish Terizina, the head treasurer, Chazah Chalmo, he saw a dream. Amrlei Chazoi Chalmo Da'al Machto V'etzbaasi, I saw a dream that a needle went into my finger. Amrlei Havli Zuzah, so Barhedja wants to do his old profession, pay me. V'lo Yoyevle, but he didn't pay him. So he didn't interpret it in one way or the other. Amrlei Chazoi D'nafal Tichla B'tartan V'etzbaasi, I saw that a worm fell into two of my fingers. Amalei Havli Zuzah, give me money. The head treasurer did not give it to him. He didn't say anything to him. He didn't interpret the dream either way. I saw that a worm came and went throughout my whole hand. Amalei, then finally Barhedja interpreted negatively. Nafal Tichla, a worm has gone through all the silks that are found within the treasure house of the king. And that's what happened. Shami Be Malka, so the house of the king heard what had gone on here. Vasula Reish Tarzina, they brought the head of the treasury. Kokatlile, and they are taking him out to be killed. Amar le, ano amai, why am I the one that you're killing? I didn't know that this was going to happen. But why didn't you kill the one who knew that it's going to happen, and he didn't tell us? If he would have told us, perhaps we could have saved the silks. V'loy amar, David Yodav v'loy amar, kill him. I shula bar hedja, so they brought bar hedja. Amri le, and they said to him, before they're going to kill him in a very gruesome manner, am tu zuzu diyodach, because you were waiting to have some money in your hand, harvu shiroi de malka. Now we turn to dafnun vav amid beis. Because you were waiting to get paid, the beautiful silks of the king got destroyed. Here's the terrible punishment that they did to Bar Hedja. Kfisa train arzi bechavla. They tied together two cedar trees with rope. Asher chadkar lechad arza. They tied one of Bar Hedja's feet to one cedar tree, v'chadkar lechad arza, and the other foot to the other tree. V'shor lechavla. Then they undid the rope. Ad the stalag reshi. So azul kol chad v'chad kam aduchte. So in other words, the two trees now went back to their original spot. They bounced back. Meanwhile, Bar Hedja's head cracked in half. And when the trees went back to their original position, it stalak v'nuffled the train. Then his whole body was severed in half, with the two trees pulling in each direction. And he fell down with his body cut in half. Shaul ben Dima ben Achaisai, who was the nephew Shaul Rabbi Shmuel, the son of the sister of Rabbi Shmuel, asked Esr Rabbi Shmuel. He asked Rabbi Shmuel, Ra'ishi shnei l'chai shenash. I saw my two cheeks, my two jaws, that they fell away. Amar, so Rabbi Shmuel interpreted, you know what I mean? Shnei gedudei Romi, there were two heads of the Roman battalions that Yo'atzu Alecha Ra, that they gave bad advice on you, and they plotted evil things against you, Mesu, when they died. That's what your dream means. Amar le bar kafra le Rebbe. Bar kafra said to Rebbe, Re'isi choit mishnasher, I saw that my nose has fallen off. Amar le charoin af nistalak mumcha, that anger has been removed from you. That when a person gets angry, so his nose steams up, and therefore anger is called charoin af, the steaming up of the nose. And the meaning of your dream is that this Charonav has been taken away from you. Amar lei, he said to him, Ra'isi shnei yadishnei, I saw my two hands were cut off. Amar lei, lo tistarchu masidach. He didn't interpret it negatively, he interpreted it positively. It means you won't need anymore, you'll become rich, and you won't need to, on a daily basis, sustain yourself through work. Amar lei, he said further to Rabbi Shmuel, Ra'isi beis raglishnei, I saw my two feet that they were cut off. Amar lei, al susat arechav, you're not going to need to use your feet by walking, but rather you'll be riding on a horse. The horse will be using his feet instead of your feet. I saw in a dream that they said to me, you will die in the month of Adar and you will not reach Nisan. Amar lei, Rabbi Shmuel said, you know what it means, Badrusam. He says, you will die with glory, and you will not be brought to any kind of a test by Hashem before you die. Amar lei, Ahut Stukli Rabbi Shmuel. There was a certain Stuki, who, a non-believer, who said to Rabbi Shmuel, Reishi Shani Mashke Shem Lezesim, I saw that instead of taking oil from olives, that I was giving oil back to the olives. Amar lei, you know what that means? Baal Imoi. That you had relations with your mother from whom you came, and you were going back and having relations with her. Amar lei, he said, the Stuki said again to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazoy dekotavli kuchla. I saw that I had plucked a star out of the sky. Amar lei bar Yisrael ganafta. The star refers to Klal Yisrael, and you kidnapped a Jew. Amar lei chazoy, I saw the velati lekuchla, I swallowed up the star. Amar lei, you know what it means, bar Yisrael zvante, you sold him into captivity, into slavery. V'achaltu l'demei, and the money that you had made from that sale, you consumed that money. Amar lei, he continued the tzduki and said to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazoy einei d'neshkan dori, I saw that my eyes were like kissing each other. Amar lei, you know what that refers to? Baal achaisai. It means you had relations with your sister. Amar lei, Chazoy d'neshki siya, I saw I was kissing the moon. Amar lei, Baal eishes Yisrael, you had a relationship with a Jewish girl, and just like Yaakov, Yosef in his dream, his mother was referred to as the moon. So we see that a Jewish woman is referred to, is symbolized by a moon, and that was the meaning of his dream, that he had kissed the moon. I saw that I was stepping in the shadow of a myrtle. Amalei, this represents Rabbi Shmuel said, Baal Naar Marasa, that you had relationship with a Naar Marasa. And Rashi says that a girl who went to the chuppah, they used to make a chuppah of myrtle when she entered the chuppah, and that was, we find it's called Hinuma in the Gemara in Ksubis, and therefore this myrtle represented that you had relationship with a Naar HaMarasa, a girl who was engaged, but she was not yet fully married. She was not yet a Nesua. Amar Lechazoi Tuna Meiloi Vumitatoi. I saw a shade that was on top of me and it was at the bottom. Amar Lech Mishkaf Chahafuch. That the relations that you had with this Naar HaMarasa, you did it conversely of the normal way that the man is on top, and here you did the tashmish with this Naar HaMarasa in the opposite way. Amar Lei Chazoi Urvi Dehadri L'Parai. I saw ravens that were coming back to my bed. Amar Lei, you know what it means? Ish Dechazon Simeon Nashmar, but that your wife has had relationships with many men. Amar Lei Chazoi Yoini Dehadri L'Parai. I saw that doves were coming back to my bed. Amar Lei Nashim Harba Tumesa, that you were Metame, you had relationships with many women, and as we saw from Rashi and Amid Aleph, a dove is compared to a woman, and that was the meaning of his dream. Amar Lei Chazoi Denaka Trei Yonah Parchan, I saw that I had in my hands two doves, and although I was holding them, they were at the same time flying. What does that represent? Amar Lei. So he answered, Rabbi Shmuel answered, Tarti Nishin Nisafta, you married two women, Upatrasina Blaget, and you did not give them a get. So on the one hand, they were flying because you had no relationship with them anymore. But on the other hand, you were still holding on to them because you had not given them a proper bill of divorce, a get. Omar Lei Chazoi, I saw the Caliph Nabe that I was peeling eggs. Amar Lei, you know what that means? Shach v'komishalchus, that you were taking the belongings and the clothing off of those who had passed away. Amar Lei, so the Tztuki said to Rabbi Shmuel, Kulu isnabi, you're right. Every interpretation that you said, every Aveira, every bad thing that you said I did. Bar mehadalas, except for the last one, that I took the clothing off the dead people, that I never did. Adahachi v'hachi, a short while later, a woman came, and she said to this stuke, "Hi, glima de machsa, this garment that's covering you, the gavra plainihu, the miss vashachalte, it belongs to that and that person, and he died, and you went into his grave and you took off his clothing from him. That's what you're wearing." So in other words, he was lying. He had even done this despicable act as well. Amar Lei, the Tzatuki continued and said to Rabbi Shmuel Chazoi, I saw the Amar Lei that they said to me in a dream, Shavak lach avuch nichsei b'kuputkia, that your father has left over for you money in Kuputkia, faraway land. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Shmuel asked him a few questions. Islach nichsei b'kuputkia? Do you personally have property in that country, Kuputkia? Amar Lei, Lav, no, I don't. So Rabbi Shmuel said, did your father ever take a trip to Kaputkia? Did he die in Kaputkia? Is he there with property? Amalei Lav, no, that's also not true. So then Rabbi Shmuel said, it must be that it's not really referring to the country Kaputkia, but rather it's a short form of two words together. Imken Kafa Kishura. The word Kafa, which is the first half of Kaputkia, that means Kishura, like a beam. And the last part of the word kaputkia, deka, is asara. As Rashi says, in different languages, this is what these words mean. Kafa is a beam, and deka is the tenth one. And what it means is, zil, go to your house. Chazi kapa duresha, so see the beam which is at the head of the ten. In other words, count up from the bottom to the tenth beam. And shehim alei azuzi, there you will find a lot of money. Ozal, Ashkech Shimalei Azuzi, so the Tztuki went, and in fact, Rabbi Shmuel was right, and there is where apparently his father had hidden money for him under the tenth beam. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Haraya Be'er B'chaloyim Raya Shalom. Somebody sees, the Gemara now is going to go through a series of items where if you see it in a dream, it has a certain connotation. If you see a well in a dream, Raya Shalom, what you're seeing is peace. Shenemar, V'yachbru Avde Yitzchak B'nachal, V'yimtzu Shom Be'er Mayim Chayim, that the slaves of Yitzchak dug over there in the valley, and they found a well of flowing water. Now, the Mefarshim point out, although there were many arguments between the servants of Yitzchak and the herdsmen of Gerar, but at the end they dug one well where there was no dispute, so the Gemara here is referring to the end result, which was peace. Rav Nash Namar Matza Torah, a person who sees a be'er in a dream finds Torah. Shenemar Kimoitzoi, those who find me, Hashem, through Torah, Matzachayim, they have found life. So that is what the be'er refers to. The be'er, Ma'uksiv Hacha Be'er Ma'am Chaim. So the be'er Ma'am Chaim refers to the ones who find Hashem through Torah. Rav Amar, no, it's not Shalom, it's not Torah, but Chaim Mamish. That be'er Ma'am Chaim means that the be'er means that the person can look forward to longevity, to long life. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rav Chanan said, Shalosh Shalom is saying, there are three items that represent peace. Nohar Tzipor V'Gedera, the river, a bird, and a kettle. And this is the source for Rabbi Feldman, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael, his sefer, his book, which speaks about marriage and Shalom Bayis, and the book is entitled, based on this Gemara, The River, the Kettle, and the Bird. How do we find that these three items represent peace? Nohar D'chsiv, by river it says, that Hashem will stretch out to Yerushalayim peace like a river. So we see Nor is related to peace. Tzipor is related to peace. Tzif, Kitziporim, Afois, Ken Yogan Hashem Tzavagis. Hashem will be a shield over Yerushalayim like flying birds. So we see a bird is related to Shalom. And the final pasuk, Kedera, Kettle, Tzif, Hashem, Tispois, Shalom, Lon. Hashem will place down like a kettle peace to us. And Remortcha Benet, which the Sefer Sifsi Chachamim from Rav Avram Abba Herzl, who was a Magid Meshurim in Pressburg, and my father, Olav Shalom, was Zoycha to hear Shiurim from him in Pressburg. So he says in the Sifsi Chachamim on Brachas, in the name of Remortcha Benet, that a kettle represents Shalom because it makes peace between the water that's in the kettle and the fire that's under the kettle. That wall of the kettle separates between the two adversaries, the water and the fire, which normally would extinguish one the other. Amar Rab Chanina Upekideir Shein Babasser Shaninu, or on the side it says Shenemar. Rab Chanina said that when does a kedera represent peace? That's a kedera that has no meat in it, because concerning a kedera in which there is meat boiling, we learned a negative pasuk. The pasuk says uforsu, that you slice them up kasher basir, like that which is in a pot, ukebasir b'tach kalachas, and like meat that's in a cauldron. And this pasuk refers to the rich nobility, the aristocracy of Klal Yisrael, and the Navi in Micha is giving them mussars, chastising them for oppressing Klal Yisrael in a very terrible way. And the mashal that the Navi uses is meat in a pot, and this represents the turbulence of what the aristocratic Jews were doing to the poor Jews, how a meat gets boiled in a cauldron. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi Roy Norbachlar, a person sees a river in a dream, Yashkev v'yomer. So here the Gemara is going to bring, in the next few lines, various items where it could be interpreted one way or the other. As we said, it goes after the interpretation, and therefore the person should use a positive pasuk to interpret the dream positively instead of a possible negative pasuk and a negative connotation. So if he sees a river in a dream, he should get up and he should say, Hinni Noitelel, I will turn towards her, says Hashem, Kinor Shalom, like a river of a peace. I will stretch out to Yerushalayim peace like a flowing river. Kaidem sheyakdemena pasuk acher, before a negative pasuk comes first, which is ki yavoi kinor tzar, like a river, the pain and the anguish, the travail will come. Harayat tzipor v'chalayim, he sees a bird in a dream. Yashkim v'yomer, you should get up and you should say kitzuparayim afois ken yagen. Hashem will shield Yerushalayim like flying birds. Kaidim shekhtim and a pasuk acher, before it's interpreted negatively based on another pasuk. Kitzipor noidem, Medes min kana, like a bird who is wandering from his nest, so man will wander from his place. And wandering means a person will have to go into Golas. There the river would be a negative connotation. Harayaka there, but a person sees a kettle in a dream, Yashkim v'yom, should get up and say, Hashem tiswe shalom lanu, Hashem should set down like a kettle piece for us. As we explained before, what the kettle does to fire and water, kaidem she'agdimena pasuk acher, before a negative pasuk which says svois hasir svois, set the pot, set it, and there the pasuk is speaking about the horrors of the siege that the enemy will bring around Yerushalayim. Haroi anavim b'chalayim, person sees grapes in a dream, yashkum v'yoymar, he should get up and say kanavim b'midbar, like one who finds grapes in a midbar, which is a positive a sense of grapes. Kaidim shek the menopausic acher, before another pasuk negative anivei my anvei roish, that their grapes are the grapes of gall. And this is speaking about the terrible averes that Klal Yisrael will do. Haroya har b'chaloyim, a person who sees a mountain in a dream, yashkum v'yomer, should get up and say manovu al ahorim ragle mevaser, how pleasant it is the footsteps of the one who will herald, which is referring to Eliyahu HaNavi and Mashiach, and what will that Mevaser tell us? He will tell us that there will be peace, and he'll tell us that Hashem is the Melech, and there will be Yeshua and redemption. Koydim she'akdimen pasuk acher, before a negative pasuk, which is al hahorim esa b'chivenei, that on the mountains I will raise my voice in weeping and wailing. So there the mountain has a negative connotation. Arayah shayfer b'chaloyim, you see a dream, I see a shayfer in a dream, yashkum v'yomer v'hoya b'yomahu, you talk of a shayfer gadol, that before the coming of Mashiach there will be a loud a shayfer, a sound of a great shayfer, kaidim shekhtim menopausic acher, before we have the negative connotation of a shayfer, tiku shayfer begiva, sound a shayfer and giva, and this refers to the warning of the shayfer that the troops are coming, that will, enemy troops are coming, that will overrun Yehuda and Yisrael. Haroya kelev b'chaloyim, you see a dog, yashkum v'yayimah, l'chol b'nei Yisrael yechetz kelev l'shaynai, that a dog did not bark when Klal Yisrael left Eretz Mitzrayim, kaidim shek demen, a pasuk acher, before the negative pasuk, v'aklov mazim nefesh, that the klovim were greedy. Haroya ariba chaloyim, a lion, yashkum v'yayimah, ar yeshog mila yira, if the lion roars, who will not fear? Kaidim shek demen, a pasuk acher, ola arye misifkoi, that the lion, referring to Bavel, will come out of its den, and it's ready to attack Klal Yisrael. Haroya taglach v'chaloyim, if one sees a razor, yashkim v'yomer v'yigalach v'yichalach some lightsom, that Yosef shaved himself and he changed his clothes. Kaidim shek demen, a pasuk acher, before a negative pasuk, kiim galachti v'sarim v'nekaychi, that Shimshon HaGibor finally told Delilah his secret, that he's a Nazir, and that if his hair is shorn off, he will lose all his supernatural strength. Haroya bear b'chaloyim, if he sees a well in a dream, yashkum v'yomer bear man chayim, the living flow of the water from the bear, kaidim shekdim en apasuk acher, before the negative pasuk, ki akir bir meimeah, that the that ki hakir bayir meimeah, like a well issues forth its waters, so too the people living in Yerushalayim did a torrent of a flow of averos. Haroya kana b'chaloyim, a person who sees a reed in a dream, yashkum v'yomer. Now the Gemara is going to go through various words which can be interpreted the same letters with different nekudos and make it a positive dream. If you see a kana reed, yashkum v'yomer, you should get up and say kinei kana ratzus loy yishaver. What I told you before about the same word will be in the next Gemara. Here the Gemara is still going with a positive and negative pasuk. Haroya kana b'chaloyim, yashkum v'yomer, you should say a positive pasuk. What should he say? That he should say kana that Mashiach will not even break a bruised reed. And he should say that pasuk, kaidem shek the meta pasuk achar, before a negative pasuk, he neva tachta al mishenes hakana haratzot. The word loch is not found in the pasuk, and what it means is that the Klal Yisrael was dependent on their ally Mitzrayim, and he's compared to a cracked reed. You have depended, you have been dependent on a cracked reed. Continues the Gemara, and now we're going to take a word and interpret it positively by using another word with the same letters with different nekudos. Tana Rabban, Haraya Kana B'Chalom. If he sees a reed in a dream, Yitzap El Chachma, he should look forward to getting smart. Shenemar Knei Chachma, the same letters, different nekudos. Acquire Chachma. So we see that the word Kana could be related to Chachma. Kanim. If he sees a few reeds, Yitzap Alabina, he should look forward to understanding. Shenemar ubechol kinyanecha, again, it's using the same letters with different nekudas. In all your acquisitions, kinebina, the pasuk says in Mishlei that you should acquire understanding. Amar Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said the following four items are favorable signs for dreams. And what are they? Kara, a gourd. Kaira, the heart of a palm, when it's still soft. The next year, Rashi explains, it becomes hard. Kira, wax. Kanya, a reed. Kulu, malu, lechalma. They're all favorable signs for a dream. And now the Gemara adds something about a gourd. Tanya, a marin, deluyin, el lemishu, yori, shemayim, b'chol kaichai. They only show a person who is a fearer of God with all his might, gourds in a dream, as Rashi says, because it has to do with the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Dalu einai lamorim," that his eyes, the eyes of a one who fears God, always looks up to heaven, and therefore the word "daluin" is a remez for "dalu einai lamorim." And that is the person who is shown gourds in a dream. Haroya shor b'chalom, a person who sees an ox in a dream, yashkum v'yomer, he should get up and say, b'chor shoyroi, that Yosef and his children, Ephraim and Manasseh, are like a firstborn ox. Hador loy, he is noble. And this refers to Yeshua, who descended from Yosef, and he had the strength of an ox, and he would crush kings who opposed him in battle. Kaidim shekhtemen a pasuk acher, before a negative pasuk, he got shor as ish, that a shor will hit a man. Tanu rabban, chamisha dvorim namru b'shor. There were five things that were said about an ox. Ha'oichum b'psari b'sasher. A person who sees in a dream that he's eating from the flesh of an ox will become rish. Nakoi, if he sees in the dream that the ox hit him, having lebanim shemanakim b'toira. He will have children who will battle each other and hit each other like oxen fight with each other and hit each other in learning. Nashchai, if in the dream he saw that the ox bit him, Yisurin bar love. He's going to have troubles and afflictions and pains. Biatai, if he kicked him, Derech Chaykin is not Maloy. It means that the person will have to go on a long trip. Rachvai, if he rode on the ox, Oyelagdul, he's going to get greatness. Frey, the Gemara Vatanya, we learned in a Brisa, Rachvai Mace, that if he's on an ox, riding it, he will die. Loikasha, that is not difficult. Hadar Rachav Hulatura, if he's riding the ox, then it's a sign that he will get greatness. Hadar Rachav Tulu day. But if the ox rides upon him, then it means he will die. Haroya Chamor B'chalom, if he sees a donkey in a dream, Yitzap Yeshua, he should look forward to salvation. Shenemar, Hine Malkech Yavelach, Mashiach, your king, will come to you. And what's the description of Mashiach? Tzaddik, he is a tzaddik, v'noishahu, and he has salvation. And what is he? Ani, he's a poor man, v'roichev al chamor, he's riding on a donkey, so a donkey is related to Yeshua, to salvation. Haroyach asol b'chalom, a person who sees a cat in a dream, ba'asra, the korle shunra, if the cat is called a shunra, nasas le shirana, this means that he will have a beautiful, nice song composed for him. Shinra, but if the cat in that country is called a shinra, then nas le shinri ra, then he will have something changed to negative. Haroya anavim b'chalom, somebody sees grapes in a dream, levenis, if he sees white ones, then bein bizman, and whether he's dreaming at the time of the season that white grapes are available, bein shaloi bizman and none, or if it's not the season for white grapes, yafos, then that's a good dream. But if he sees black grapes, bizman, if it's the time of season yafish, then it's a good dream. But shaloi bizman, if it's not in season, rois, then it's a bad. The black is a symbol of bad dream that he is having. Horoyasus, lovin, if he sees a white horse, b'chaloim, in a dream, bein benachas, whether it is trotting along slowly, bein beredayf, whether it is quickly racing, yafaloi, it's a good sign in this dream. Adam, but if it's a red horse, benachas, if he's trotting along, yaf, it's good, but beredayf, if it's quick, if he's racing kasha, then it's not a good dream. A difficult dream. Harai Yishmael b'chalom. Somebody dreams about Yishmael in his dream. Tfilas and Yishmael, he will, his tefillah will be listened to, just like the word Yishmael means Shamakel, that Hashem has heard his tefillah. V'davki Yishmael ben Avram. It's only if he sees in a dream Yishmael ben Avram. Aval taya b'yamla, but a regular Arab, loy, that is not a good, necessarily good sign for him. Haraya Gavol b'chalom, he sees a camel in a dream. Misa niknas loy b'shmayim. It means that he had exerted that he should die, but v'tzilu b'men, he was saved. Where do I have a pasuk that shows this? Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, my crow. Where's the pasuk? V'noichi eredi m'chom m'tshayimah. Hashem says, I will go down with you to Mitzrayim. V'noichi alcha gamaloi. And I will come up and also come up. So the word gamaloi is like the word gamel. So therefore, it means that you're going to be going through Golus. However, you will get saved from it, just like this person who has Xer of Misa, but he's going to get saved. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mehacha, and he brings a different pasuk. Gam Hashem Hever Chatoscha, that the Nasan Navi told David after the Chedav Hasheva that when David did Shuvah, Hashem has removed your Aveira, Loi Thomas, you should have died, but because you did tshuva, you will not die. So the first word of the pasuk, Gam, and the second last of the word of the pasuk, Loi, together is Gamla. Gamla is the Aramaic word for a Gamel. So this shows us that the person had a Xer of Misa, but he was saved from it.